When a flotilla of 13 rickety rubber rafts recently reached the island of Lesbos, unloading some 650 destitute migrants, officials in Athens, hundreds of miles away, raised more than an eyebrow. They went into high alert. It was the single biggest landing of asylum seekers since the peak of the Syrian war refugee crisis 4 years ago, and Greece now is on emergency alert. Aid workers and locals rushed to assist the migrants, many of whom were young children, as pebble beaches on Lesbos were left strewn with black rubber rafts in scenes reminiscent of Europe's 2015 refugee crisis. The war in Syria at that time sent more than 1 million migrants streaming into Europe through islands like Lesbos, before neighboring Balkan states sealed their borders, trapping some 60,000 in Greece altogether. Numbers fell and reduced even further after Brussels struck a deal to return illegal migrants to Turkey. But now more than 90,000 refugees remain stranded in Greece. And with refugee inflows increasing dramatically in recent months, the government fears it is on the brink of a new humanitarian crisis, just shy of its breaking point of accommodating 100,000 refugees. Turkey has blamed the fresh exodus on continued assaults waged by President Assad's forces in Syria against Idlib, the last rebel-held territory in the country. But senior officials in Athens suspect Ankara is using assaults as cover for waging a massive crackdown on more than 20,000 migrants undocumented in Istanbul, Turkey's most populous city. They told me that there was little proof of Ankara's allegations, rather significant evidence supporting links to the Istanbul crackdown. And this because most of the incoming refugees fleeing to Greece were not Syrian, as one would have expected from an Idlib assault, but Afghani migrants fleeing Turkey to escape reprisals from the police and its new order of strict regulations against undocumented migrants. Authorities in Greece now fear the exodus will increase as Turkish authorities have given migrants there until the end of October to either leave or face deportation. Crisis meetings held by the government in Athens in recent days produced a 7-point emergency plan to tighten borders, speed up asylum procedures, and make room for fresh refugee camps. This week alone, authorities ordered some 15 inoperative military barracks to be cleared out in preparation of accommodating thousands of more refugees. Authorities also transferred about 1,500 refugees to the Greek mainland from Lesbos. The facility there has more than 10,000 migrants crammed into a facility built for just 3,000 people. There were also reports of severe overcrowding on the islands of Chios, Leros, Kos, and Samos. As well as those measures, Greece's National Security Council has vowed to speed up the deportation of failed asylum seekers, to increase border surveillance, and to activate a maritime surveillance system, plus add new speedboats to the Coast Guard's fleet. It's unclear, though, whether that will be enough. As authorities put those steps in place, and the 1,500 refugees were ferried to the Greek mainland, within hours, more than 500 others had landed on the shores of Lesbos. Anthika Rasava, DW, Athens.